I'm going to share a couple of things in preparation. And only God knows what's coming, amen? In Psalm 19, verse 1, let's speak it together. It says, the heavens declare the what? Glory of God. Now, this means the heavenlies declare the glory of God. Now, he's going to explain to us. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Verse 2. Day unto day utter speech. In other words, the heavenlies are speaking to us every single day. And night unto night reveals knowledge. In other words, when it gets dark out, you can see what's been written. Does everybody understand that? Where? In the heavenlies. There is no speech nor language. Why? Because it's in the stars. Where their voice is not heard, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, so the whole world can read the 12 constellations. In them, he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a what? Bridegroom. Well, who's the bridegroom? Jesus, coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from his presence or from his heat. Heaven declares the story of Jesus as God. Nothing hidden from its light. It speaks at night. It reveals revelation and the 12 constellations. Now, we're going to go a little bit further into this, but I want you to know that there are specific things that God does, and the 12 constellations are a representation of government, because 12 represents government. And if you could turn to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14... Tonight we're talking about the 12 constellations so that you get a good understanding. Verse 14, it says, then God said, let there be lights. Now, the word let there be means to restore, not to create. So God has already created all of it. But remember, the earth was void and without form, and God shut down the earth. And now he's restoring it, starting at Genesis 1:1. Does everybody get it? So the word let there be means restore, not create. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. Now, this is phenomenal. In other words, everything that God has created in the heavenlies is for what? Signs and seasons for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And so it was. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God sent them in the firmament of the heavens and to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Lights in the skies for signs. Amen. In other words, it was a communicational writing through the heavenlies. God was communicating with humanity ever since he created. So it was there. People didn't see it. They didn't know it. Now you got to remember that in the Old Testament, the Chaldeans and what we call astronomers and things like that, they read the stars. Daniel was a Chaldean. He read the stars. They knew how to read them remember what it said, for seasons, for years and days. Now, they didn't predict, you know, it's not horoscope. It's nothing like that. That's what the enemy does. He contaminates everything. Hallelujah. So it was for lights in the skies are for signs and communication, communicational witness and seasons and events of time. Everyone say events of time. Because God shows things and connects things. You know, when I had my visitation from the Lord, I didn't understand it at first. And I saw dots, light dots everywhere. And then all of a sudden connect lines. What, did you ever see those puzzles that you have to connect the lines to? That's what I saw. But I saw that in every human being was a light. And then all of a sudden they were all connected everywhere. Boom, 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 all over. Then everything was being connected. In Psalm 147, there's an area where there's cycles, amen, and then there's events, and many events are associated with cycles. In other words, think about this, that there's 12 months in a year. Hello? That's a cycle. Every month there's a full moon, isn't there? That's a cycle. So there's 12 full moons in a year. So God is sharing with us that these cycles... Now, there are 12 feasts of the Lord, and they recycle every year until Jesus fulfills them. Once all the feasts are fulfilled, there's no longer 12 cycles. In fact, there won't be any more years. There'll be 1,000 years left. We won't be recycling 12 months and everything. It'll be constant. Hallelujah. 147, verse 1, please. What does it say? Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing. It's good to what? Praise God. God don't care if you sound like a cow. Just sing. Amen? For it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars, and he calls them all by name. So every star you see is God. God has named every single star. We can't even think about all the names, no? Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble, and he casts the wicked down to the ground. He counts the stars and calls every one of them by name. Isaiah 40, in verse 25, please. Let's begin. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. Now, what's he telling you to look at? Heavenlies, who brings out their hosts by what? By number. He calls them all by what? What's he talking about? The stars. Amen. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Not one is what? Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting Lord God, created the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's what's important about waiting on the Lord. Why? The more you wait on the Lord, the more you die. He calls the stars also hosts, which angels are also known as stars. He's named every angel also by name. Wait, trust, rest in him, and you will be renewed in your strength. Amen. And Revelation chapter 12. Now, it's no coincidence that it's Revelation 12, verse 1. Let's speak it. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head garland of 12 stars. Wow. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, the great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars, or a third of the angels of heaven, and threw them to the earth. Now, he's not going to throw stars to the earth. Amen. He's going to throw angels to the ones that were following him. And a dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. 1,260 days. Now, this is very powerful. Because it's associated with the constellations and stars that appeared in heaven to portray about Jesus' birth. And so, again, you got the 12 constellations that we talked about. You got the 12 thrones of God. Amen. 12 diadems, 12 apostles, 12 disciples, 24 elders. 12, 12, 12. It's all associated about governmental. God's governmental. Amen? Now, in this, I want to share something, because what we just talked about basically was like an introduction of what was happening. Things that have happened and things that are going to happen. Remember, it talks about two things. It talks about Mary, the virgin, that had a child, and it talks about Israel, amen, that's birthing, because it's everything happened in there. And then it talks about the attack of the enemy that comes against them. Now, in verse, let's go to Daniel 9 for a moment. Daniel 9, 24. "70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression and make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore the and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be what? Caught up. In other words, he will be crucified. But not for himself. Why? He get crucified for us, didn't he? Amen. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with a flood." Remember that word, flood. "Until the end of the war, desolations are determined." So we see here that there's something else that's going to happen. Now, we've gone already through the end of it where Jesus was crucified. Amen. The Messiah was cut off. Then other things are beginning to happen. And then it says here that, now, how many of y'all know we're in wars and rumors of war right now, right? Israel's at war. So at some time, the Antichrist will come up, and he will confirm a 7-year peace treaty contract. "Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for what? 1 week. That's 7 days, or what we call 7 years. And this is what people are waiting for right now. Once you see peace signed for 7 years, you know there's 3.5 years left. "But in the middle of the week," in the middle of 7 years, "he shall bring an end to the sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Again, what will happen is after the Antichrist, he won't even expose himself yet. There'll just be a 7-year treaty. He'll be behind closed all doors. He'll manipulate a 7-year treaty. He might even use someone to do it. But once that treaty is signed, 3.5 years, it means it's going to be broke. And that's known as the desolation of abomination, spoken about by Daniel and prophesied by Daniel also. Is everybody okay? Now go back to Revelation 12. Okay, go to verse 7 now. Because this is a summary of events in heaven. And in verse 7, in other words, the first part was an introduction of everything that was getting ready to happen. Then this will be a summary. And it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. And they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So they were removed from God's presence. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Does he still deceive the whole world? Yeah. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, that doesn't mean he put on flesh. Amen? It means he's still in the second dimensional realm, in the area where he cannot be seen. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and the strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having what? Great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? A short time. Now, in verse 13 to 17 is the conclusion, because this is the final arena. Now, when a dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the child. Now, the woman who gave birth to the child is not only Israel, amen, but as now we are known as the bride, so we are also known as the woman, the body of Christ. Does everybody get it? All right, because he can't go after Mary, she's been long gone. But the woman who was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place. Well, the two wings of a great eagle is associated with Moses and Elijah that came with Jesus when he transfigured himself. Does everybody understand that? And then they were transfigured and changed. Their whole bodies changed. And that's known as the rapture. So here the woman, the bride, will be raptured. And she was nourished for a time and times and a half from the presence of the serpent. That means 3.5 years. Well, look at the covenant of the 7-year treaty will be broke in 3.5 years. At that moment, the Antichrist is going to step in to the temple, expose himself, and we're gone. Everybody get, that's called mid-trib. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a what? A flood. Isn't that what we just read in Daniel? After the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her what? Offspring, because all those who did not make the rapture, he's going after. who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know how many people are going to become believers after their families are gone? Many. But it'll be too late, won't it? Amen? Again, this is the conclusion to the rapture. Now, I want to show a video quickly just to show you what's going on. But I want to go back a second. Because, and how God established this whole thing with the woman, it's all pictured. It all falls into place. And when you see that, how this all falls into place will blow you away. But this occurred, it was full-blown in September 23rd, 2017. It was seen through the whole world. Full. Now, there's no coincidence about that. Because this September 23rd, I mean, this is about the birth of Jesus, is the Feast of what? Trumpets. Hello? Because he was conceived in Hanukkah, which is the Festival of Lights. That's where the conception, what conception is, was in December, 9 months after September. Amen? And then he was circumcised on the Feast of Atonements, proving the point that, you know, people are still deceived. They don't know. And they keep worshiping Nimrod. But anyways, watch the video and you'll see how it all falls into place, because that's what they did on it. You got it? Okay, praise God. You can leave it open, but just shut the lights off.
Hello and welcome. Today I want to briefly discuss with you a very important topic, in which the sun, the moon, and the stars will align with perfection to fulfill a 2,000-year-old prophecy. Perfection only found from the Creator of heaven and earth. This prophecy was written down in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Holy Bible, directly from Jesus. This book was given to us so that we would know the time of the end, what to expect, and to know what would happen. Let's read Revelation 12 together. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. So what we see written here is the constellation Virgo, which is known as the woman, who is clothed with the sun. That means the sun is currently in the constellation Virgo. The moon is under her feet, and above her head is a crown of 12 stars. And Jupiter enters her belly, stays there for 9 months, and exits, showing a birth. So in this very descriptive passage, we see all phases, the sun, the moon, and the stars, all coming together to form a picture of a birth. And again, lastly, the 9 stars from Leo, always above her head, plus the 3 wandering stars align perfectly for the crown. God himself spoke through the prophet Daniel and said these things would be sealed up until the time of the end, as in nobody would really understand until the end came. Thanks to technology, we have a program called Stellarium. It allows us to go forward and backward in time and see how the stars align. Because as they have seen, every star, every planet known as a wandering star, follows a mathematical equation. This alignment has never happened. In the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God himself says the sun, the moon, and the stars will be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. This prophecy is no exception. What's also really interesting is when Jesus was telling his apostles of when he will return, he himself said that there would be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations, as in much trouble going on, as we see now. Hopefully by now you see that this topic is worthy of your time for further investigation. This is something that you can see with your very own eyes and confirms that the Bible is true. If you haven't done so, please seek Jesus Christ today, as time may be running out. God bless, and please share this with everyone you know.
Hallelujah. So again, which is amazing, it was full-blown. People saw it all over the world on September 23rd in 2017. Amen? And again, so if you take 2017, now the number seven is the area God utilizes as complete in what? Perfect. For what? Everything to become. And number eight means new beginning. So the things of seven would be things that are being completed and perfect. Okay, now it's eight new beginnings. So if you take seven plus 2017 comes to what? 2024. Has everybody got it? So we are entering that era, that new year. And things are about to happen big time. Now, I'm going to explain a couple things to you. I'm going to give you the names of each of the constellations. We have Virgo, right, which is associated with the Virgin Mary. Virgo, Virgin Mary. Libra, which has weight scales, which is associated with the sin must be paid for. Justice will work. Libra, scales, justice, sin must be paid. Well, scorpion, there's a sign of the scorpion, which sin brings death. Sagittarius is a picture of an archer. And that archer is a representation of demonization, demons. Capricorn is an image of a goat and fish, goatfish, which is associated with rebellion and corrupt earth. Aquarius, which is a picture of a water pourer, somebody pouring water, is living water and also known as Noah's flood. Pisces is a picture of a fish, which is God's remnant. God's remnant. Aries is a picture of a ram, which means sacrifice. Taurus is a picture of a bull, which is associated with resurrection. So you can see all of these are associated with the story of Jesus. Gemini was a picture of twins, which is associated with Christ's dual nature. Cancer is a picture of a crab, which is associated with the gathering of the redeemed. And Leo is a picture of a lion, which is the king returns. You got them all? Everybody okay? We'll close at Matthew 17. Now, the Bible tells us that one day with the Lord is equal to 1,000 years. How many of y'all know we're in the 6,000th year already? In verse 1, now after 6 days, what's one day equal? 1,000 years. Now after 6,000 years, all right, that's what it represents. It says here that Jesus took Peter and James and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Now Moses, God buried and then sent an angel to take him and bring him home. Satan tried to get his body. And Elijah was taken up alive, meaning those who are dead in Christ will be resurrected, and those who are alive in Christ will be taken up just like Elijah was taken. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. These guys were freaking out. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples had heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Powerful. Now let's go to one other scripture. 1 Corinthians 15. We have a video on the Star of Bethlehem, which is powerful also and explains it all. First Corinthians 15 and verse 50. Is everybody there? Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Hello? I wonder what feast that is. It's called Feast of Trumpets. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Why? Because you're building treasures in heaven. Amen. Not here on earth anymore. Everybody got it? Cool? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask, Lord, that we be able to carry this witness of this truth to those who are practicing witchcraft and horoscopes and all the other things and tell them to come out in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen? Praise God.